Next item on agenda is item 5, Raymond Butler, 10-0803. Mr. Stagg, good morning.
This is a after-the-fact request to permit the Nesman River Duck Club to use what was previously a private pier at Mr. Raymond Butler's property and a boat ramp, and also it includes a request to install an additional floating platform at the end of the pier. The property is located along the western branch of the Nesman River along Godwin Boulevard. It has been protested by a number of nearby property owners. Here's a project site location map included with the joint permit application. This is Route 10 heading towards downtown Suffolk. This is the Nesman River heading towards downtown Suffolk. This is the Western Branch. It goes up to a dam and a reservoir that's owned by the city of Norfolk. Again, an aerial from the our digital aerial photographs. Once again, this is Route 10, Reed's Ferry Bridge, if you're familiar with that area. Again, this is the Western Branch. The actual site is here. The Duck Club actually has a facility located along the Western Branch at approximately this location right here. This is a little closer view. Again, Reed's Ferry Bridge. This is a water transmission line from the reservoir. This is Mr. Butler's property. This is the subject of the application. There's a short pier here and a boat ramp here. The protestants live down this lane and in this area and off the photograph to the north and west. We received a complaint in January of this year of construction activity taking place at this property. And according to the complaint, there was upland clearing occurring near the water, and a boat ramp was being constructed. We then contacted the city of Suffolk along with Mr. Butler, and we were informed that Mr. Butler was allowing the Nesman River Duck Club to make improvements at his property to include the use of his existing private pier and a boat ramp. We contacted Mr. Butler and the Duck Club and had a site visit conducted with the city and representatives of the Duck Club and Mr. Butler on February the 4th of 2010. At that time, we did note that the Duck Club had installed a floating dock structure adjacent to the existing pier and cleared, there was some clearing of the upland and grading down to the boat ramp. At that time, we directed Mr. Butler and the Duck Club to remove the floating dock section as it was apparently new, and they admitted they had just installed that. The existing private pier and in one form or another had existed at the site for a number of years, as well as some form of boat ramp at the site. We also informed Mr. Butler at that time that should he wish to continue allowing the Duck Club to use the ramp and the pier, that this would constitute a change of use from a private pier to a more commercial type use, and that a permit would be required from this agency. We wrote to him on February the 5th to reiterate this information and requested the submission of a joint permit application within 2 weeks. We also noted that such submission would in no way guarantee approval of the request, but that we would withhold any additional enforcement action pending receipt of that application and a public interest review. We had several conversations with Mr. Kenneth Crofton, who had agreed to be the agent for Mr. Butler and the Hunt Club for any application. I talked to him a number of occasions on issues related to the application and drawings, and we did receive an application on May 18th requesting to retain the structure as commercially used by the Duck Club and to reinstall the floating dock section. They did remove the floating section after my site visit. Again, the application is to allow the boat ramp to be used by the Duck Club and only the Duck Club. And it does include the request to reinstall the floating section. These are the drawings that were submitted with the application. Again, here's Route 10, Mr. Butler's property, his house along the road, and then there's a number of outbuildings, barns. Mr. Butler's, I believe, a farmer. This is the access road in. This is the subject area here with the boat ramp, the pier, and request to add the floating section back in. Again, this is the water pipeline and this is the bridge crossing. For detailed view of what's existing and proposed, again, the existing fixed pier, the proposed floating section, which you'll see in a photograph. I took photographs on the first site visit and when it was installed, so you'll get to see what it would look like if you reauthorize this installation. The ramp consists of a combination of some asphalts. There's some rubble associated with it, but there's a big slab of concrete here, which we were told, and I believe is true, is actually a section of the roadbed of the old Reeds Ferry Bridge. It actually still has a manhole in it with the manhole cover. That bridge was replaced, I believe, maybe in the 70s.
Materials of opportunity?
I guess. So this slab was completely intact, so I guess Mr. Butler, I don't know the whole history of that, but anyway, that constitutes most of the ramp. There is a section of it that is below mean low water. It's in our jurisdiction, and of course, the section above mean low water was in the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. I'll address that issue in a moment. Cross section of the pier. These are photographs that were actually submitted with the application, and this one, you can see the floating dock here. It's not there. These are the photographs I took at the site visit. Again, you can see the concrete slab from the grit with the manhole cover, some additional concrete. This is the floating section they wish to reinstall that has currently been removed. Fixed pier is existing. I believe that the pier was damaged or destroyed maybe in one of the previous hurricanes and has been reinstalled. We could find no application for a pier here in our records, but we believe this site's been used historically for this property for access to the water, and there may have been a pier here in one fashion or another for many years. And as long as it was private use, it did not require a permit from the agency anyway. And it's under the 400 square feet size limitation currently. We did conduct a public interest review on the project. We did receive a letter of objection from David and Margaret Nelms, Robert and Barbara Nelms, and Robert W. and Elizabeth Nelms. I believe they're all family members that live either adjacent or nearby. Their objections include quite a few concerns. I think the letter is in your packet. But they include the existing concrete debris along the shoreline, lack of any evidence that this material is being removed, which you'll see later the Wetlands Board has, part of their approval, required the removal of that. Vehicular traffic and parking on the adjacent hillside, increased boat traffic and erosion from such traffic, parking on the hillside, both the bridge and pipeline crossing and near the site, and it's relatively quiet, and they believe this increased use will upset the quiet nature of the sanctuary of the area. They also questioned what policing can be expected, and that they believe there had been previous alleged late-night use of spotlighting, with spotlights disturbing their sleep. And they also had concerns on how the use of this ramp by the club was going to be allowed to occur, how it was allowed to occur without any prior permits. Again, we did conduct a public interest review. The Department of Conservation and Recreation commented on the project and said that it could require additional Chesapeake Bay Act preservation and management regulation decisions, but they're administered by the city. Game and Inland Fisheries indicated that this is an area of documented bald eagles, but they did not, but it's not within a management zone, and they didn't have any currently documented nests. They also noted that it's in an anadromous fish area, but they didn't anticipate any adverse impacts. The Department of Health indicated that it's in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. VIMS issued a shoreline report in association with both the wetlands approval and our approval. They did note that utilizing sites with existing facilities to serve multiple users is preferred from a marine environmental viewpoint, and that they further recommended to be sufficient garbage receptacles provided, along with signage of how to properly handle garbage, gas, oil, and overall stewardship of the waterway. They did note that the increased boat traffic may result in some additional impacts to the marine resources in the immediate vicinity of the shoreline. Again, it was subjected to a public interest review by the City of Suffolk Wetlands Board as well. They held their first meeting on July 15th of 2010, at which time the project was presented. At that hearing, there was testimony from both city staff, Mr. Crofton, who is acting as the agent for Mr. Butler and the Duck Club, and the nearby property owners who were in opposition to the project, and also from an operator of a nearby marina, Brady's Marina, which is also on the Western Branch. His testimony was related to the fact that the Duck Club had been using Brady's Marina, and there was some questions by the protestants why they couldn't continue to use that. They had failed to reach an agreement with Mr. Brady to continue to use the marina. I think it was overpriced in access, and they could not come to any agreement, so the Duck Club was no longer going to be able to use that facility, and this is the reason they went to Mr. Butler to see if they could use his property. After considerable discussion at that meeting, the matter was tabled to allow the applicants, Duck Club, and the protestants a chance to see if they could come to some agreement and address all the concerns. The board also requested the applicant provide additional information related to any lease agreement between Mr. Butler and the Duck Club, including a copy of the lease agreement. And also, while outside their jurisdiction, the applicant's agent agreed to provide additional clarification related to ingress and egress issues concerning access to the ramp and the pier related to the protestants' concerns. Protestants used the same access lane to get to their property that the Duck Club was going to use through Mr. Butler's property. On September 16th of 2010, the Suffolk Wetlands Board continued their public hearing. The information I just noted was provided to the board, the lease agreement between Mr. Butler and the Duck Club, some additional information about the ingress and egress issue. And after considerable additional testimony by the agent and the protestants again, the board did vote 4-0 to approve the project. They did put some special conditions on it, and they're in your packet in the evaluation, but I'll read those. The existing intertidal concrete debris is to be removed. The width of the driveway shall be reduced and size planted with vegetation. The applicant shall provide garbage receptacles on site, and the ramp and pier to be for the exclusive non-commercial use of the Duck Club members and Mr. Butler's private use only. The protestants had some concern with calling this commercial use. They really were fearful that if the city claimed this was a commercial use now, that anybody, Mr. Butler, could just let anybody come use it. So they were pretty adamant about that. The board recognized that and I think tried to address that in their permit condition, that while this is a change of use from private, it is really just for Mr. Butler's family, and he has an agreement with the Duck Club to use it. But it's not really open to the public. So with that, another picture, again, of the pier. This is the floating section, again, that would be added, and a final aerial. Again, the Duck Club itself is here. Brady's Marina, by the way, that they were using is actually right here. So in summary, while staff is sensitive to the concerns of those in opposition to the project, we believe most of their objections related to the upland use of the property and outside of our jurisdiction, to include particularly the ingress and egress issue, and are better addressed at the local level. While the use of the boat ramp and the pier by the Duck Club may result in some additional impacts to the immediate area, the site appears to be appropriate for the type of activity being proposed. Therefore, after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the code, staff recommends approval of the change of use of the existing boat ramp and pier and the addition of the requested floating platform. We would also recommend a royalty be assessed, since it's now not private use anymore, of $489 for the encroachment of the pier over 326 square feet of state-owned subaqueous lands. That's at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. And additionally, a $42 royalty for the encroachment of the boat ramp over 84 square feet of state-owned subaqueous lands at a rate of 50 cents per foot. That would be a total royalty of $531. Should the commission wish to consider a civil charge in association with this, since the use was changed without a permit, by the Duck Club and Mr. Butler. We would recommend any such civil charge be based on a finding of minimal environmental impact, since most of the structures were already there, and a moderate degree of noncompliance. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I believe the agent is here. I'm not sure whether the protestants are here or not.
Questions for Mr. Stagg?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Let me make sure there are only two issues of after the fact, the change in use and the installation of the floating dock. Is
well, that they
right?
removed that. So,
but maybe, but those are the two.
That technically was a violation at the time because the Duck Club was actually using it.
Okay, so there are really no issues about the pier or the ramp.
Right, they were existing structures.
They were existing, right.
It's just okay. A change of use.
Right.
Exempted structures at that point.
Well, the boat ramp, we're not really clear how long that's been there. We believe some type of boat ramp was there, probably predates the wetlands ordinance.
Right.
Before it was even in effect in 72. So.
Okay.
Mr. Schick.
Did the city of Suffolk, were they aware of the change in use prior to them doing it?
Not until we got the complaint. When we got the complaint through our law enforcement division, the city was not aware of it.
Was not aware of it.
That's when we all went out to a site visit almost immediately after that to address the issue.
Right. And now, is there a financial agreement that you've seen in place between the Duck Club
yes.
and Mr. Butler? Okay.
Hammering got the attention of the complaint process.
Right. I will add, it wasn't in the eval, but there was a lot of questions raised here about the zoning of the property and could it be even commercial because it is agricultural. The city, a little anomaly in, I guess, their zoning law, the Duck Club use of this type of property is really allowed without any zoning change on agricultural right. property, I guess because of the nature of it being
social club.
Right.
There's a lot of history here that did not make it into the evaluation.
Well, I don't want to go on forever.
I know. Understood.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Benny. Is the applicant here or represented?
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward, please? Raise your right hand, please. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name for the record, please.
I'm Kenny Crofton.
Mr. Crofton, could you proceed, please, or do you have anything you want to say? Or
I really don't have anything to say other than add to Mr. Stagg's comments. Basically, the Duck Club is trying to use this facility for their own use specifically, no other use other than that. And we assured the opposing NELMS that that was the case. And we do understand their concerns, and we're very sensitive to that. So it's our objective to maintain the facility and keep the traffic to a minimal amount. And again, in no way, shape, or form is it going to be used for any other purposes other than strictly the group of people that have been part of this lease.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to do that because if not, you're going to end up before the city, I would believe.
Right.
Okay. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support? Anyone here in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the information we've been provided by staff, I would speak in support of the staff recommendation and offer a motion to approve it subject to the conditions, including the royalties identified in the staff assessment.
No civil charge?
No civil charge.
Okay. Mr. Lane, second?
I speak in favor of the motion also, and I would second Mr. Robbins' motion.
Thank you. Further discussion on the matter. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Keep peace in the neighborhood for me, Mr. Crofton. Thank you.